Reporting center?
Yes, sir. This is an insurance manager at California Institute of Technology.
Yes.
And my secretary was telling me that she and her husband observed a UFO up over the JPL region last night. Now, she also indicated that there was a helicopter below it, but attempting to shine a light in the direction of it, and that all of a sudden this just disappeared. So whether it was a weather balloon or a UFO, we don't know, but I'd like to turn her over to you, and then she can describe it to you.
Fine, thank you.
Yes, sir. Just one moment, please. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it was about 10:30 last night, and I don't live very far from JPL, and it was a white object. It wasn't white. The light was very bright,
yes.
Very bright. At first, we thought it was an airplane, because we were just out looking. And then later, it started, well, it was moving anyway from the beginning, and later it stood still for a long length of time. And so we knew it was an airplane then. And then one of the helicopters was shining a light up at it. And then all of a sudden it disappeared.
It disappeared? You mean it just went out?
Yes, it just went out. It just disappeared while the helicopter had the light on it. And then the helicopter kept flying around looking. But he couldn't see anything because it was gone.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of green at the top. I could see little green lights. And then at the bottom it was like little red lights.
And were these lights continuous? And stationary?
Yeah, they were. They weren't stationary. They were like off and on.
I see. Okay.
Right. My husband has observed it also.
Now, did this object have any particular shape?
It was, all I could see. It was so high up. All I could tell is that it was round.
Uh huh. Now, this shaft of light from the helicopter. Do you, is in your opinion, did it ever reach the object?
Well, it was up there close to it.
It was.
Looked from where we were. From where we were standing, we couldn't really tell, but I know it was close to it because the helicopter kept flying around it.
Uh-huh.
And then it kept, you know, shining the light on it. And then the thing just disappeared when it was, it went down a little bit, and then it disappeared.
Okay. Do you have any estimate on the size of this object? Can you compare it with anything for size?
No, well, the light of it was too big to be an airplane light because
uh-huh.
we knew that. And then when it stood still, we really knew it wasn't an airplane. But the size of it, it's hard to really judge.
Yes, I know. Estimates are very...
It wasn't real real large. It wasn't.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, did you actually see this object moving when you
right.
first spotted it?
Right. At first, we saw it moving. Because my husband said, look at the airplane. And then he wondered if it was an airplane because we saw it moving. It was moving slow. And then it got not too far from JPL because, like I said, I don't live that far from there.
Uh-huh.
And it was on that side of the sky. Anyway, to the north.
Okay. And that was seen by you and your husband.
Right. And then it was also seen by a helicopter.
Right. Okay.
You haven't heard anything about it?
Not yet. This is UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
The what center?
The UFO Reporting Center.
Oh. Yeah. Just a second.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to ask you a few more questions regarding your sighting.
Okay.
How long did you watch that object?
Let me see. How long were we watching that? It must have been about 15 to 20 minutes. But, you know, it was moving around. And then it must have been about 15 to 20 minutes we were looking at it, that I was, and my husband stayed outside looking.
Okay. Now, in relation to that helicopter... When did you spot the helicopter? Did you actually see it come into the area?
Yes, and it shined its light on it.
Did the helicopter... Now, when you first spotted the object as it's moving in the into the area, did the helicopter follow that object into the area?
Yes, the helicopter with his light, he, you know, shined his light up at it. And then, he, you know, he just kept shining it around, and he circled around and shined it up at the object. And then the object started coming down a little bit, then it just disappeared.
Well, then the helicopter and the object came into your view at the same time?
No, the object was first seen.
And then the helicopter?
And then we saw a helicopter come up.
Okay. Fine. Do you have any idea of the time gap between the time you saw the the object and the time that you saw the chopper?
Do you know, Marsh?
Must have been a matter of maybe a, it's hard to tell, maybe a minute or so.
Two. Okay.
Because evidently they had been scanning the sky and saw the thing, too. And that's why the helicopter probably came.
That's very obvious, yes. Right.
And that's why we knew we weren't just imagining anything, because when we saw the helicopter, we said, well, yes, we're quite sure that it must have been something strange.
Right.
It did look weird. It was just a real bright, you know, it's just a bright object. At first we thought it might have been an airplane, but then it was too big to have an airplane light.
Right.
You know? And then we kept looking at it, then all of a sudden it stopped moving. And that's when we really knew it wasn't an airplane, because an airplane wouldn't stop in the middle of the sky for that length of time.
Do you feel that that object was definitely hovering over JPL?
Well, I don't want to be specific. Well, you know, like I said, we don't live far from JPL.
Okay. Is that located in Pasadena?
Altadena.
What is the exact location? Could you give me that? The cross street?
Where the sighting was? Or where
no, where JPL is located.
Orange Grove Drive,
okay.
Orange Grove Drive,
they're located on
Orange Grove Drive, behind, you know, up in the hill.
Oh, okay, fine.
But I know it stood there in that spot for a long time.
Right.
About five, when you're looking at something like that, you just can't really be
sure. It wasn't no 5 minutes.
Okay.
See, we both saw it. That's why it's kind of
Well, it's very hard to keep track of time when you're excited watching something like that. Right. Well, we thank you again for talking to us.
Okay.
Was it something that, well, it must have been something that was, if you're interested, to think of something that, you know, it's hard to tell, huh? You just investigate.
Right. Right now we're in the process of investigating.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Bye.